This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Yes, line looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits. Go to progressive.com/careers. Also, 1-800-PROGRESSIVE to find out how drivers can switch and save nearly $700 on average. That's good. Not as good as Eitan Shander joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line. How are you, my friend?
A little late, but better late than never, right?
Better late than never, as always. So we are going
now,
to promote...
Did you promote me earlier, or did I just blow, like, did I just blow down the fourth wall? Did you not even promote me because I'm not even a promotable type guest?
You are promotable, and I promoted you, but I didn't when you... When you missed the segment, I didn't say you missed the segment. I was a pro through that segment. I said Eitan's coming up. And then when I was in it, I was like, oh, we're having trouble connecting. I just went with whatever I was talking about.
See, it's not that I didn't give you the credit as the professional to
right?
do that. It's I thought you were not only going to be professional, but also a little sly in how you could be, Tony, and maybe a little subtle shot on the way out or something like that.
But I got
that's
you.
All I thought. That's all I
got
thought.
You. Fox 29, Philly Voice. What else are you doing? QVC and Odd Shopper? Is that? I want to make sure I get all your gigs correct.
Yeah, well, Odd Shopper is the full-time job. QVC is just, I don't know how in the world I'm on there, but
that's
I'm
awesome.
On there, and it's fantastic.
That's awesome.
I was selling these climb carts with a caddy yesterday. It's basically a dolly with this plush bag that you put over it, and it's got three wheels on each side, so you can take it up any stairs or any, go through any pothole, anything like that. So what am I doing talking sports with you? I should be back on QVC.
Yeah, exactly. You've already sold me on that thing you just described. I'm already
well,
in.
I'll buy
three.
I need the sales.
All right. Jalen Hurts. Set me up here on this. There was a lot. I mean, look, it's not just getting a contract. I mean, give us the little journey here, how we end up with Carson Wentz as the quarterback, but they go, yeah, let's get Jalen Hurts in here too, to where he is now, $51 million a year.
So I think I'll just appeal to broad management tactics, where if you have somebody, your top salesperson, your top provider, your top data entry person, whoever it is, whatever job it is, the top tech at the Jiffy Lube, it doesn't matter, right? And you know, you have a feel because these people are human beings that play professional sports. They're not just numbers or betting slips or fantasy scores. They had an idea inside the organization that Carson Wentz may not be fit for leadership and that Carson Wentz, probably more than the first point, Tony, may not be fully back as far as healthy is concerned. He didn't look the same following that knee injury in the year in which they won the Super Bowl. He came back. He rushed a lot. He hurt his back as opposed on top of that. It just made sense looking at how a backup quarterback was able to help you in the sense of Nick Foles that you needed to protect your future. They didn't know, and look, anybody telling you inside this organization is lying. They didn't know at the time of drafting Jalen Hurts that transition would happen so fast, but if it needed to, there was always Jalen Hurts in the holster. That's the beauty of drafting Jalen when they did, also recognizing that Carson Wentz could pan out, and maybe you have a trade chip like we've seen with Brady and them drafting, you know, Ryan Mallett or anybody else during that tenure up in New England. That's really how you got from Wentz as the starter to now Jalen Hurts as the all-time leader in money.
Is there anything about this contract that is surprising to you? Is it the no-trade clause, the $51 million, $179-plus guaranteed? Was there anything surprising about this? Because his agent, she's getting a ton of praise from getting things out of the Eagles that others couldn't get out of the Eagles.
Yeah, look, I'm not willing to do that, okay? Here's why. I don't know. I couldn't pick this agent out of a lineup. Could you?
No.
Like, if you saw 15 pictures of people and that agent was in there, would you even know who that is?
No.
Okay.
Except she's a woman. If there was three women, I might get 33% chance of landing it.
How's your betting slips? How do they look this year?
Not good.
Is that somebody that I should follow? Like, no. Should I tail you on this? Are you good on a plus 3,300 ticket here? But here's the point, right? Here's the point in all this, Tony, is that, you know, right now, You've got Howie Roseman. So the appearance of, oh, I gamed the Eagles. No, you didn't. I know who Howie Roseman is. Howie Roseman, even before this Eagles team won the Super Bowl in 2017, has a gift for reading the market. If only gamblers or stockholders could read the market like Howie Roseman could read the free agency and draft market, we'd all be rich. So I look at this and think, it's not the surface of, oh, Jalen Hurts, and they were able to gain the Eagles. It's strategic how the Eagles have set up this contract. It allows them to have maneuvers down the line. No trade clause. If you're looking to trade Jalen Hurts, this is a massive failure. So I wouldn't look at that as like, oh, man, this agent got this out of it. This agent is a run-of-the-mill agent, all right? I'd say the same thing about Drew Rosenhaus or that Drew Rosenhaus clone in baseball. It doesn't matter. The team, that's the area of success or failure. Is the team filled with idiots, or does the team have somebody who can read the tea leaves in the market ahead of time? This contract may look Jalen Hurts friendly, and they may be bragging to anybody who wants to listen, but the Eagles are always ahead of these deals. The Eagles always get ahead for better or worse, and that's the track record I'll fall back with and say, Howie Roseman got the better of this deal no matter how it's laid out.
That's why you're here. That's why we have you on. That is one of the unique angles to this that makes sense. That's very good. That's great.
I'm telling you, man, I've been on the other side of this, Tony. I've criticized the I can't believe they threw this out there. And then I've seen it play out. I've seen how he get out of deals. I'm telling you, this man can get out of contracts in a cap-heavy league like the NFL, like baseball general managers can, where you just cut another check and you eat some money. It's uncanny, his ability to get around this stuff. So it's hard for me to just go, oh, yeah, the agent or the player. No. Nobody. I'm telling you, he may be the best in the NFL when it comes to math and contracts.
All right, I got to get you on the Sixers. So the Sixers are not having any trouble with Brooklyn. No one thought that they would. But where have you seen Philadelphia this year in relation to the teams above them, Milwaukee and Boston? Is this so one, two, three, or yeah. Is there a gap between them and where the Celtics are?
Yeah, I think right now it's just so difficult to see what Milwaukee is. Giannis isn't playing tonight. We know that. I mean, we anticipate him being back, but I think we thought the same thing about Morant, and now it looks like he may not play at all
right. This
series. So I'm going to, if you're okay with it, I'm just going to put Milwaukee on the back burner because Milwaukee will give Philadelphia some fits without Giannis, but they're not going to beat the Sixers ultimately without Giannis. Now, here's the difference. You mentioned Boston. The two biggest problems the Philadelphia 76ers have, one is when Joel Embiid's off the floor, they are atrocious, especially defensively. They cannot guard. Their issues guarding the perimeter are exposed exponentially. It is a major problem. Paul Reed in spurts is fine, but not against the Boston Celtics, who are deeper and stronger when it comes to Embiid off the floor. The other thing I'll hit you with real quick, the Sixers have to be aggressive from three. Doc Rivers, for whatever reason, doesn't keep his foot on the pedal, doesn't push this. They have a bunch of shooters, especially on the bench, who could come off, and Milton and Niang in limited opportunities, Maxi Harden, even Tobias Harris, DeAnthony Melton. They have to be able to bang three for three with Boston, because otherwise they're really going to get killed whenever Embiid hits the bench.
How do they handle Embiid in situations where he's double-teamed? How does he handle that? How does the team react to that? Do they still play well?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's something that we have seen in this Brooklyn series. And look, it's Brooklyn, you get it, it's the first round, come on. But you look at something that maybe is a jumping off point, right, in the first round of anything. It's different in an NFL one-and-done playoff scenario, but when you're in a series, especially the NBA, I think you can look at stuff that you need to rely on as you get deeper into the playoffs. Joel Embiid passing out of the double, or Joel Embiid passing while there's still defensive movement, meaning like switches or getting to the double. Joel Embiid anticipating the pass versus reacting with the pass is going to make up a bunch for anybody struggling, James Harden, Tyrese Maxey, any individual struggling on the floor. So that's a big thing, Tony. I'm glad you brought that up, because Embiid passing, Embiid getting five or six assists in a game, it's going to be really hard to beat that Sixers team, because that means he's really working in the flow of the offense, and it's not just, hey, pass to Embiid and everybody watch these, see what he does.
The great Eitan Shander on our Progressive Guest Line. Love you, brother. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate it, as always.
Love you more, man. Anytime.
You got it, Brad. Take care. Eitan Shander at Fox 29, Philly Voice, Odd Shopper, Philadelphia, and very knowledgeable, and bringing it strong on the support of Howie Roseman. Because I got to admit, I was on the line of, hey, look at what she did. Look at what his agent did. Yeah, I kind of went the other way. I'm glad he did.
It's the fan in him.
I know.
We're
going to talk about that next.
Yes, we are.
We're going to talk about that next. We'll continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.